Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This has become a Christmas classic, and I love the role that this song plays at the end of the movie Love Actually. Again, my favorite Christmas movie and one of my favorite movies. I haven't seen it yet. I watched Polar Express last night, and I was really touched by the message of Polar Express. I'm going to try to watch Love Actually tonight. It's Christmas Eve. Oh, also, I want to go to Midnight Mass. Last year, because I remember when I lived downtown, there was always Midnight Mass at Immaculate Conception, the Jesuit church on Barone. And so I drive downtown, and guess what? There's no Mass. The church is locked up. And then I went somewhere else. And then I went to St. Pius. There's no Midnight Mass there. And I finally went to St. Dominic and found a Midnight Mass. But, you know, at least I was running early to Midnight Mass, so I was able to find one and not be late. But, you know, I used to love Midnight Mass at Immaculate Conception, but they didn't have it last year. And so do they not have... Now, I went to the website, and it says they have Midnight Mass tonight. If you know about this, and some of you may know more about this than I do, it's just a beautiful... It's a beautiful church. It's a beautiful place for Midnight Mass, and they do a great job of it. So if you know if there is indeed Midnight Mass tonight at Immaculate Conception, would you send me a text? The Open Heart text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. You know, there was a time in my life when, and I know this is, you know, it's terrible to say, but it's true, and I know I'm not alone. But there was a time when I would like be partying Christmas Eve, and I would end up at Christmas Mass kind of drunk. And I remember one year I stopped to get shots on the way to Christmas Eve Mass. Terrible way to live life, and you know I don't do that anymore. But oh my God, I remember there was no place to sit, and I'm literally like holding up the wall, trying to stay awake, and that was terrible. So it's not like that anymore. So I actually enjoy Midnight Mass. But yeah, I'd like to know if you know if there is indeed Midnight Mass. They're showing it on the website, but before I drive down, I want to make sure that there's Midnight Mass at Immaculate Conception. So I watched Polar Express last night, and the animation, especially for that time, was really incredible, very, very lifelike. But I was surprised that the message resonated so much with me. And the basic message of Polar Express was, and this is the one where, you know, Tom Hanks plays the train conductor, and the animated character looks very much like Tom Hanks, and it's Tom Hanks' voice. He was one of the executive producers of the movie. But the basic message was, when you hear the sound of the bell, when you're young, you believe everything. The sound of the bell reminds you of all that you believe. But as time goes on, as adults, we get to the point where we no longer hear the bell. Unless we want to. And so this year, I try to do it every year, but this year I'm going to really try to hear that bell. And it, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't have problems in your life. And I mentioned the person that I talked to last night at Lakeside Mall, the guy who has the silver kiosk toward the front of Lakeside, right beyond the big Christmas tree, right there at the circle by the Apple Store and Express. I said, how's it going? I bought a couple of silver chains from him, and he listens to the show. He's a regular listener. So when I pass by there, he'll say something to me and want to talk for a few minutes. I said, well, how's business? And he goes, well, it's not really that good, but my head's not really into this because I just lost my wife. And he told me that his wife, 46 years old, who was a teacher, just suddenly died of a heart attack. And he's left with three kids. And God, I just thought, you know, what a time of year for this to happen. I mean, it's tough anyway, but, you know, think about the three kids and it's Christmas and they just lost their mom. So, you know, without bringing everybody down, it's just a reminder that, you know, a lot of times people go through tough things for Christmas or tough things during the Christmas season. And so, look, if you need anything silver and you're at Lakeside today, go get something from that guy. Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff. I'm wearing two silver chains today that I got from him. And I also bought a silver bracelet from him. But if it's a gift for somebody, you need a last-minute gift and you're at Lakeside, just to stop by the silver kiosk there toward the front of Lakeside. I don't know if he's going to be there, but his female employee might be there. And they can help you. And you know, I'd love to see him get more business. Said he really isn't paying that much attention to it because his head's not in it. And man, I totally understand that. But man, God bless that man and God bless his kids. So let's see, what else? Oh, I want to share with you, 'twas the night before Christmas 2022 when Joe Biden was president. Before we do the new 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House for 2025. Because you know how people are. Oh, you're beating up on the president. You're just negative because it's Trump. No, I want you to hear what I wrote when Joe Biden was president. So can we find some instrumental Christmas music, Coleman? And just start playing that and I'll start reading this. I think I remember how to read this. But this is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House 2022. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the White House, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes no MAGA fans would dare be there. The first family was nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of Hunter's laptop danced in their heads. And Jill in her kerchief and Joe in his cap, the president remained in a continuous nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, Joe sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew in a flash, jumping over a box full of the China deal cash. The moon on the breast of the South Lawn snow gave the luster of illegals with nowhere to go. When what to his wondering eyes did appear, but a team of cable hosts Joe had come to fear. So up to the White House, the questions they flew, with the border crisis looming and low approval ratings too. And then in a twinkling, I heard Joe say, I'm awake, at least for part of the day. Joe dressed to impress from his head to his feet, and his fall while biking gave hosts a picture to tweet. A bundle of bills he hoped Republicans backed, but he knew their support is what he lacked. Joe's eyes, how they twinkled, hidden behind his aviator glasses. He wanted those Democrats to kick the Republicans' asses. Joe's droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the hair on his head was as white as the snow. Joe was lean and tall, a right jolly old elf, and he continued the lies in spite of himself. a wink of his eye, a twist of his head, Joe knew Marjorie Taylor Greene was something to dread. Joe spoke many words and went straight to work. The Fox News host laughed. They thought he was a jerk. And making the gestures that he might run, the polls kept showing his political years were done. Joe sprang to his feet, to his staff gave a shout. Reality looked like in 2024 he would be out. But I heard him exclaim as he wobbled out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all. I enjoy pissing off the right." All right, so that was twice the night before Christmas and all through the White House 2022. So coming up in just a few minutes, we'll do the current "'Twas the Night Before Christmas and All Through the White House 2025. Hey, do you have scissors in there, Coleman? Do you have any scissors in there?
No, they don't allow me to have scissors.
Well, I didn't think so. I mean, they don't allow us to have scissors either. I'm trying to open this package. This
you is should a, teeth, man. Come on, it's not that.
This is a... I can't... Let's see.
Okay, I'll go find something sharp.
No, wait, hang on. No, I don't have any keys on me. I don't have anything to open. See, they don't allow us to have sharp objects in here for, you know, obvious reasons. But this is an annual treat that comes from Craig's wife of Craig's Electrical Generators, Electrical and Generators. And they're a great client of ours. And this is generally referred to in our building as candy crack. Because once you start, you can't stop. And it is just amazing. It's planks of toffee with this glaze sugary topping on top. It's a white with red and green stripes across it. And I mean, I look forward to this every year from Craig's wife. This is from Craig of Craig's Electrical and Generators. I'm trying to get this thing open. Did you find anything?
No, I went in the newsroom and Chris Miller confirmed that we are not allowed to have sharp objects.
Well, I don't blame the company. You know, I mean, there are insurance issues, there are legal issues.
I'll rip it during a commercial break. You don't have to have... Well.
Hang on, wait, I'm making some progress here.
All right, yeah.
Making progress. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm making serious progress. Have you had this yet?
Yeah, I tried some yesterday. Diane gave me some. I told her, you know, working at Odyssey, I'm going to stay fat. I'm trying to lose weight, but with all the treats and stuff.
No, you look great. I'm not going to eat too much of this. Hey, did you decide whether or not you're going to save my present or open it?
I'm going to open it on there. Okay. I don't know what segment, though.
All right. Just to show my appreciation for all he does, give Coleman a little Christmas gift. And it's a cool thing. Now, some of you might not be familiar with exactly what it is, but some of you will be familiar with it. And those of you who are familiar with it will know that this is a nice gift.
Do you need me to come in there?
I got it.
There it is. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Success. All right. So this is it's toffee. It's like a bark. It's like it's like a bark. It's like a plank of toffee. And you know, I know toffee is not the greatest thing for you. You shouldn't eat too much of this, but it really is delicious. And you know, you learn early in the career that you're not supposed to eat on the air, but you know. From the beginning of my career to today, I never followed the rules. And it always served me well not to. It was so good. You say you take one bite, you want to know. It's like Coke. It's like crack. I don't know. Are Coke and crack the same?
No.
But is crack like Coke? As soon as you do one, you want another one?
I've never done either, but that's what I heard.
Okay.
I would say it's more like Pringles. You can't just, once you have one, you can't stop.
Well, see, that's the way it is. That's the way it is with Coke. You know,
okay.
I mean, cocaine, I mean, if you do one bump, you know, the rest of the night, that's all you're looking for. You don't even care about anything except that. I mean, I think back on those days and it's like, it was really kind of stupid because, you know, you do a bump and the rest of the night is dedicated to getting another bump and another one and another one and another one.
Are you
going to
be okay
about
with
anything
Craig's
else.
Toffee then tonight or should I take that away
not.
From you?
No, probably not. I might sneak some of this into Mass. Mm. All right, that's enough for now. Let me lock this up. Well, you can tell we're kind of relaxed because it is Christmas Eve. All right, let's go to Artie. Artie, you're on WWL. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you for taking my call. This warm weather reminded me of Christmas in 1971. Up in Bogalusa, we had a toy drive, and we'd gone to the welfare department and got the list of the families that were in need of toys.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are so generous. To this day, they're very generous. And everybody gave so many toys, and it was the day of the Christmas Eve, and we were delivering the toys, and everything was going fine. And we had elf outfits on and the Santa Claus outfit on.
Oh, that's great.
And then some of the guys took issue with the fact that we were going to too many black houses. So we had to go to a white house and to a black house. A white house and a black house.
Well, who complained?
Well, Santa Claus and a couple of the elves. And so we get in this black neighborhood, right? And this woman comes up and says, what y'all doing? I told them what we were doing. And she said, it's my kid's name on the list. And I looked, and I checked it twice, and I said, no, I'm sorry. And she said, well, if my kids don't get toys, no one's getting toys. So she went and got about 20 guys, and they came, and they started grabbing the toys off the truck, and there was a massive fight. And then we ended up in the emergency room, and we were throwing toys off the truck because we had to go to the emergency room because one of the elves got hit with a bottle. So we're at the emergency room, and everybody said, man, anytime you have an idea to have something like this again, keep it to yourself. But there was two of us that were sitting out there, and we said, man, although this was bad, what happened the day before was well worth it. We got a call from this lady in a little town called Vonnedor, and she had donated two large 4 feet tall dolls in regular period costume. And so we went to the true story. We picked it up on the way back. We smoked a joint, and then we stopped at a convenience store to get something to drink. While I was coming out of the convenience store, this old beat up old blue car pulls up, and this old black man is driving it, and there's two little young girls sitting in the back seat. Well, when they pulled up right next to us, and we had one of the ladies holding the dolls in the back seat. Well, when these little girls saw those dolls, they went nuts. And so I asked the old man if they could play with the dolls. Well, the little girls started kissing and hugging on the dolls. And I said, well, look, I said, I'm in charge of this toy drive. May I give these toys to these little girls? And he said, he started crying. And I said, well, why are you crying? He said, I just picked them up from the bus station. Their parents were killed. I don't have any money. And this is the only toy they're going to get. That's a true story.
Artie, the negative that happened was so horrific, but the positive that resulted is something that really makes up for the bad. And that had to make you feel great. And don't you know how it feels to give? And it really is, for most people who are really humane people, giving is better than receiving.
Absolutely. Well, I'm on my way to a funeral right now, and I wanted to cheer myself up by remembering that story.
Well, I'm sorry about that. God bless Artie, and thank you for being the kind of person you are, and thanks for listening to our show, and Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I mean, can you imagine a woman that selfish? My kid doesn't get toys. No kids get toys. So when she calls out, like, you know, a gang to steal the toys off the truck. I mean, there are people like that in this world. And, you know, you really have to just kind of ignore them. Make like they don't even exist. Make like they're not part of us. Because they're not. And it will really piss them off to think that they're being ignored. But maybe that's the best thing to do. I know that there are people out there who are better than I am and would say, you know, turn the other cheek and let's embrace them and all that. And if you know how to do that, you know, God bless you. I don't know if I'm always good at that because, you know, I'd like to just call them out and shame them for what they did. But the story did have a happy ending. If you want to share a Christmas story with us, let's share some Christmas stories. And I'm going to share the Christmas story where I came back to New Orleans and I was really, really down. I mean, I was in a really depressed state. Now, I don't deal with depression, but I was in a depressed state. I was really down. And I had a very fortunate opportunity to beat that that down Christmas and turn it into something positive. So I'll share that story with you. But if you have a Christmas story, it doesn't have to be as involved as Artie's, but if you have a Christmas story and you want to share that with us, I'd love to hear that. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. All right, now, are you sure you know who Santa is? Are you sure? Anyway, listen to this song as we go to break. You know, there are people who get upset with the image of Santa Claus as a black man. I mean, have you ever seen Santa? No, I mean, we see pictures of Santa kind of like Jesus, you know? You'd never seen Jesus. I mean, Santa comes and goes, so I don't know who Santa is. Santa could be a black man. I mean, Santa's always been really, really good to me, so I don't care. He's Santa. I'm Scoot. Merry Christmas, and we'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WWL. This is the closing song in my favorite Christmas movie, Love Actually. And again, I just find this to be a movie that is so well done. And I know a lot of guys, I'm not going to watch that chick flick. You know, it's not really a chick flick. It's about life. It's about couples. You know, there's the guy dealing with his wife and his hot secretary who's coming on to him, who wants him as her Christmas present. And then the wife picks up on it. it's the couple that they're stand-ins for a porn movie, and they kind of fall in love with each other while they're, you know, mocking the scene, while they get the lighting right. You know, could you reach over and there, just hold that pose. It's about a guy who is in love with somebody, and she just married his best friend. So he has to keep his love for her hidden. So it's all about life. It's all about things that we experience. Called Love Actually. I'll probably watch it tonight before Midnight Mass. Hey, has anybody confirmed yet that there's Midnight Mass at Immaculate Conception? I looked on the website. It says yes, but last year it wasn't, and I was kind of surprised about that. All right, every Christmas Eve, this is a Christmas tradition on WWL. It's Marty Bufalini's It's a Wonderful Life, the radio story. It's a touching adaptation of that classic story from George Bailey, who is exasperated with life's challenges, and he wishes that he was never born. So his guardian angel grants his wish. But George learns the positive impact that each of our lives have on so many other people, even if we don't realize it. So just cuddle up, hang around the radio, and celebrate the season. Listen to It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show, tonight at 6 o'clock with a replay at 8 o'clock, and then again Christmas morning from 6 to 8. It's a great holiday tradition here on WWL. I hope you enjoy that. Hey, a little bit later, we are going to talk about the football games this weekend, because there are many, and I'm loving it. Here is a text that says, Scoot, that was fantastic. I guess that was a comment on something that I wrote and read recently. I know you had nothing as of late yesterday. Oh, yeah, late yesterday I said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to write another 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House. I mean, it's hard to write those things, and I didn't know if I was going to do it. So, yeah, as of late yesterday, I didn't have anything. But I haven't read it yet. It's going to be coming up in a few minutes. The text goes on, did you ever think about your popularity in New Orleans on the radio to put it in a book, knowing that you and your big heart, you could donate the proceeds to the Manning Children's Family Hospital? That's from Frank in Long Island. Frank, thanks for that. Or I could donate the proceeds to me. No, I could donate some. I could donate some to the Manning Children's Family. Manning Family Children's. It's the Manning's Family Children's. You know, we're still getting used to the new name because we were just so used to saying Children's Hospital. And now it's Manning Family Children's. And, you know, I met somebody at a party the other night. And I mentioned this on the air earlier this week. But I met somebody who was born with one arm. She is a stunning woman. She's beautiful. She was born with one arm, and she has spent a lot of time at Manning Family Children's. And she said the people there are so awesome. They helped her learn to tie her shoes with one hand. They taught her so much. And she just feels like she owes so much to that hospital and the people there and how caring they are. And to all of you who were part of our radiothon, to all of you who donated money, it just goes to such a worthwhile effort. And you contributed, no matter what you contributed to a worthwhile effort that helps so many people. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen. And here was somebody who had everything except one arm. And there were certain things that she had to learn. And, she was dancing at that party, and she was having a good time. In fact, I haven't done it yet. I've got a video from that party that I went to with, it was for one of the Molly Ringwald's wife was having a party. It was her birthday. Well, no, he was having the party for her. It was her birthday. And it was Sir Devin from the Molly Ringwald's and his wife, Penny Lane, was celebrating her birthday. So it was cool because Bobby from Bag of Donuts was there and a few other people were there. And it was Dickie English and Philip Wang and a lot of people. So, obviously, these are people from bands. So they're singing. And I did some video. I'm going to post the video on Scoot on the Air Facebook here in just a few minutes. Let's see what else. Also, if you have a Christmas story to share with us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. And in the next hour, we are going to get to some of the football that's going on this weekend. I saw my first Waymo in New Orleans. Waymo is the self-driving car, and I saw one on Poydras Street coming to the station today. And it was really cool to see it in New Orleans. I rode in one, well, I rode in several when I was in Los Angeles earlier this year. And it was really amazing. In fact, if you've never seen the video, check out the video. I posted it on Scoot on the Air Facebook. It might also be on Scoot on the Air Instagram. And I think it's also on Scoot on the Air Substack. Anyway, you'll have to scroll down a little bit to find it. But it's me in the back seat of a Waymo, which is the self-driving vehicle, the ride share that's self-driving. It's me in the back seat. And it's as exciting as it is scary. I mean, it was kind of freaky. There's like nobody driving. But like the turn signal goes on, the car turns when it's supposed to turn, it obeys all of the rules of the road. So it's really kind of amazing. And they're testing them in New Orleans. And I think by early next year, which is next month, I think they're going to try to have them regularly on the streets of the city.
Did the one that you see have somebody in the back, or was it completely empty?
Completely empty. There's nobody in the car.
It's probably going, or maybe they're just doing test runs, getting used to
it. Oh, the one I saw down here. Oh, I couldn't tell. I was okay. You know, driving past it, and I couldn't tell if there was somebody in the back seat.
I wonder where they go when they don't have anywhere to go. Do they go back to like a corner, like a Roomba or something like that?
Go to a corner and
just, you know,
sit?
How the Roomba, when it finishes vacuum, it asserts itself into
like
a corner.
I don't know. I guess so. But, you know, kind of cool to see it. And the ones in L.A. were like, you know, Jaguar SUVs. So really not, you can pick your own music to listen to while you're in the vehicle. But it's really quite an experience. And again, the video is on Scoot on the Air Facebook. I think it's on Instagram. And I think I posted it on Scoot on the Air Substack as well. All right. We got to get to a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the White House for 2025. Sometimes I try to look for interesting Christmas songs that you have not heard everywhere. This is because it's Christmas time, but this is from Chicago.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll go. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the White House. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes the media would soon be fair. Donald was nestled all snug in his bed, while visions of Epstein girls danced in his head. And Trump in his red tie, and another Epstein lie, Marjorie Taylor Greene started an anti-Trump rallying cry. When out on the South Lawn there arose such a clatter, Trump sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew in a flash. Trump saw the media he thought of as trash. The moon on the breast of the South Lawn snow gave the luster of more ICE agents for the media to show. When what to his wondering eyes did appear but countless illegals scrambling and running in fear? With all the reporters so lively and quick, Trump knew they reported he might be sick. More rapid than spreading negative stories they came, Trump whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Maddow, now Cooper, now Ingram, that vixen, calling female reporters piggy, made Trump worse than Nixon. To the top of the ratings, Fox News beat them all. CNN changed, but continued its great fall. So up to the White House, Trump's cabinet they came. It was boring. Trump slept. It was reported as lame. And then in a twinkling, Trump began to reveal, I want Greenland, and Governor Landry will make the deal. Trump was dressed in a tie from his head to his feet, and he was up again at night with those ridiculous tweets. Trump's eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were quite orange. He looked really scary. Trump's droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the hair on his head was as white as the snow. He was a plump and tall, right jolly old elf, and he continued to lie in spite of himself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, Trump insisted he and those young girls never went to bed. Trump spoke countless words and went straight to work. Chuck Schumer and those on the left still thought he was a jerk, and making gestures that he was far from done, MAGA supporters expected another run. Trump sprang to his feet, to his staff, gave a whistle, saying Jimmy Kimmel's jokes made his coiffed hair bristle. But I heard him exclaim, as he dismissed all the hate, I wouldn't renovate if I weren't planning to run in 2028. And that is, 'twas the night before Christmas at the White House, 2025. It is posted on our website, WWL.com. If it is not, I'm going to try to get it posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. If you have a Christmas story, share it with us next hour. Also next hour, we got to start talking about some of these football games that are coming up this weekend. And we are, I promise, we're going to get to some of your text messages. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, let's not have any fighting. It's Christmas Eve. Let's just all get along and have a nice Christmas Eve night. It's Christmas Eve afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air. I'm glad you're with us, and we'll be right back on WWL. I'm not even going to share with you some of the bonehead comments from people who, you know, they don't say anything when I bash Joe Biden, but if I say anything about Trump, there are people who suffer from delusional syndrome, TDS. And, you know, those are the people that we don't really worry about anymore on the show. I'm just not going to, you know, get into that anymore. It's just, it's too pervasive. And it's, it's based on ignorance. It's based on lack of information. It's based on non-thinking Americans. And
the irony is you just read the Biden one, not even 10 minutes before that one.
Nobody said anything about that. And then you say, well, I got a lot of praise for it, but then you say something negative about Trump and these people with their panties in a wad, they get all upset. They're overly sensitive. They suffer from Scoot delusional syndrome and also from Trump delusional syndrome as well. No, it's actually Scoot derangement syndrome. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.